name, super name, easy man. Super name, super name, easy man. Super name, super name, easy man.
Yeah, the Soup Boys are back. Jimbo, how are you?
Woo! Frank the Tank, I am doing great. It's another day. It's another day in Soup World. Hi, super fans. It's your boy Jimbo here. Welcome to Soup Ain't Easy, the number one soup podcast on the internet. Frank, how are you today, fine sir?
Jimbo, I'm doing great. As long as you're in a great mood, I'm in a great mood. It's a great day to be alive in Soup World.
It's like grated cheese. That's how great of a day it is. It's like sewer great. That's how great of a day it is. Can you keep this train going?
Well, sewer great seems like it's bad.
Mole people. That's their front door.
I'm grateful for...
that's a good one. It's not even our Thanksgiving episode. By the way, our Thanksgiving episodes like warm my heart. If you super fans, go back and re-listen to those, because I feel like those just bring the holiday season full circle, our Thanksgiving Day episodes.
And when we don't have them, it causes a great depression.
Oh, wow. You're on fire.
The great Kali over here.
This is going to be a great episode. This is going to be a good one. Frank, what's going on? We're still in winter. It's still heavily in soup season. What do you mean?
I mean,
have you experienced a heat wave at all?
Jimbo, I was outside today, and like I took off my sweatshirt. It's like touching 60s here.
Okay. So, I mean, that's just your part, your neck of the woods, as our friend Al Roker would like to say. But
sure.
It's the middle of February in the year 2023. And the middle of America, I mean, Midwest, parts of Utah, I mean, they're getting feet, 2 feet, like human legs that make them walk type snow.
I hope.
That's just 1 foot. You got human legs of feet.
I've never heard that term.
You know, you hear here. You hear it here. Hear, here.
So it's like human. So what would they say on the news? It snowed so much. It's so much. Human legs of snow.
Yeah, we're Soup Soupington. And in today's news, we have human legs of snow. It's 2 feet. It's human feet. Something along those lines.
That's, I mean, meteorologist Jimbo over here.
I know. Frank, it sounds like your laptop's about to go to Utah on like a rocket ship.
Yeah, it's Rocket Man. My MacBook's going somewhere down.
Where can our mug money, this is good, you know, tee up for our merch shop, Frank. Has our mug money allowed us to buy a new laptop for you? Because I think it's time.
Well, it needs a new battery. And I'm just too lazy to go to the Apple Genius Bar and pay like the $200 to get my battery replaced.
Dang. So, yeah. PSA, I always hated the Apple Store. You know, big Microsoft guy over here.
Sure.
And I still kind of do. But for those, this is a PSA. If you didn't know, if you have one of the original AirPod Pros, this is your Soup Boys dropping some knowledge. There's basically a problem with them all, like static arm curl. And you can just go make an appointment and they'll give you a brand new set of earbuds. So basically my 3-year-old AirPods Pro got brand new ones the other weekend for free. Out of warranty and everything. Yeah. How about that?
Do you think that the kids now are like repairing iPods and like, you know, putting like new music on there? And that's currently my project now, is fixing up the old iPod Nano from about 2006. Do you think that the warranty is still good on that? Or
I'm gonna say no. Okay. I don't even think the word iPod is listed on their website.
I don't think it is.
Although if they ever came out with an iPhone Nano, like I know they had the mini, but I'm really looking for just like a bare bones iPhone that has iMessage, but like maybe a flip phone iPhone, that would be pretty cool.
Well, the iPod Touch, which I think they stopped making last year, was essentially just like an iPhone without like the calling feature on it.
That's right. And you could probably get away with it with Skype or something. We are not a podcast, as you can all tell. We are a soup podcast. And Frank, let's steer this back onto the tracks. Because we have some great soup news to start everyone off with. Frank, Alec, somebody, hit him with the intro.
Wow, what a great transition.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was too.
I know. Alec, intern.
He wasn't ready. You started. That was a
sharp
turn.
What is he doing?
He's used to you doing like a NASCAR turn, like a nice wide Daytona turn.
I'm veteran newsman Scott Soupington, and it's time for this week in Soup News.
Thank you, Scott. We'll take it from here.
Ooh. Did I call him Scott before? I think I called him Soup Soupington.
You've been on a streak of calling him Scott and not Soup.
Well, I take it back. He's so old. I feel bad sometimes.
Wow.
What happened?
No, you're just, you called him
old. Oh, I mean, it's true. Let's look at his driver's license. The guy's like 97.
Well, Jimbo.
Stash some money away. Did they not have 401k in 1929? Serious question.
Well, I'm going to be hearing about this, so let's sharp turn this thing, Jimbo, to our friends at Q's 97.9 hit music.
You know what I love about where is Q 97.9? By the way, you have to say, I tried to do it, but I'll do it better. And welcome to Q 97.9 hit music. They look like they're
Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine's hit factory over here. If you're ever in Portland, Maine, and you want to hear some Kelly Clarkson, Taylor Swift, Pink, and Bruno Mars, turn your dial to Q 97.9 for hit music.
You know,
God, I hate all of them.
Here's the thing. I love, like, what do they call them? Like, bumpers or whatever? In between songs. Since You've Been Gone. And that was Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson. You know what, Jimbo? It's getting cold here. But then they, like, get some, like, fact or whatever. They use, like, some fact from, like, Prep Burger. Because all of these, like, radio stations just, like, get stuff prepared for them. But they're like, did you know that the coldest day ever in Maine was in 1992?
Ooh.
All right, Jimbo. I screwed up the bet. Basically, and this is Delicate by Taylor Swift on Q97.9.
Hit music.
Hit music.
I always found it fascinating on the radio where, let's say, like, let's stick with Delicate, where I don't know if there's an intro to it, but I always found it amazing when they get Taylor Swift to say, like, Q97.9, Delicate. Like, does she literally record these little things for each radio station, or do they somehow make them?
She's got to. And you don't,
how much does she get paid for that? She's like literally write a new song.
Her label might be, if it's a big enough station, they're probably like, hey, can you just, you know, whatever, name off, just spend like an hour and name off, you know.
No, but it's like part of the song.
What do you mean?
Like, what's a hit song right now?
I don't know.
We should listen to Q97.9. All right. So what if it's like, I don't know, what's like your favorite Taylor Swift song that's on the radio? Oh, how about the It's Me, Hi, 97.9. Like, they'll make like a version like that.
Oh.
And is she recording like, It's Me, Hi, Z100 New York?
I don't know. I mean, I know.
Anyway, our friends at 7.9.
For like the Kelly Clarkson show, she just like rips off, you know, like, oh, thanks for watching the Kelly Clarkson show on 6ABC or whatever. And she like rips them off, like, and thanks for watching on Minnesota's Home for News, NBC 13 or whatever.
Anyways, those are different. Those are different.
That's what I thought you were referring to.
No.
But the great newsman, Jeff Parsons, at Q97.9, You could own this cute soup and salad restaurant, Jimbo, in Lewistown, Maine. Tell me more about that, please.
Oh my God, in Lewistown, Maine. Oh, by the way, let's give it up for Jeff Parsons. If you go to their website, there's a nice image of him. And he looks like a nice man. And not only a nice man, he looks like a great super fan. Oh, if you click on him, we have a little bio. Can I read the bio of
please.
Jeff Parsons?
I'd love okay. that.
All right. Jeff Parsons has been with Q97.9 since 1996, the year of Derek Jeter and our New York Yankees. It has been an amazing ride, and he still loves doing what he does every day. He's a geek of all sorts, Frank. He loves comic books. He loves sci-fi. He loves technology, all technology. Like, just he loves technology. Video games, which technically falls under technology, so you didn't have to say that twice. And most of all, can you guess what his favorite thing to do, Frank, is?
Ooh, fish.
Definitely not. He's a pinball man. He loves
wow.
the pinball. He actually plays competitively and has participated in the largest pinball tournament in the world. Does not say how he placed, so I'm gonna guess with last. Okay. He also has an amazing son who didn't fall far from the tree. They love playing pinball together, playing video games and watching Star Wars together. It's a good day. That's what he says. A good day is all that happening with him. So go for it. And guess what? He is the morning guy. So you can catch him on the mornings for Q97.9. So yeah, that's Jeff. He's a nice guy. You can't name anything bad about him besides Star Wars. Loser. Next, Frank.
Well, I'm looking this up. He hosted this game show called Kickstart, and where middle schoolers answered like trivia questions for like scholarship funds or something like that.
Wow.
So anyways, Jimbo, getting back on track, which we're really good at doing. Basically, there's this hometown soup and salad in Lewistown, Maine, for the record, next to the Renner Center, and it was open in March of 2022. It's been a popular soup and salad place located in a plaza that has over 100 customers a day. So yeah, it's a nice little like soup and salad bar. And so yeah, I guess it is for sale. So if you want to,
and it includes all equipment, non-perishable goods, throw in the perishables. Come on, really? Just throw those perishables in for me.
They're gonna go bad anyways.
Just let me perish in them. Furniture, recipes. Do you need a recipe for a salad bar? And maybe the soup recipes. How about we just go in and like we're gonna take your soups? Vendor lists, because you need to know like when the Iceman's coming, and they'll be willing to share the fun business model that led to them succeed, Frank.
The one thing about like a recipe is like Ruby Tuesdays has the greatest croutons ever. Like I would need,
oh my God.
I would need, we've talked about this on the pod. I would need the recipe to that. Like if I'm buying this place, if they have like really good croutons here, like I need that recipe. That's a package deal.
That's a great point. I'm looking at pictures right now, Frank. Chicken enchilada soup looks pretty good. Photo courtesy of Stephanie Pike. All the other pictures of the actual restaurant, it doesn't look, it needs some work, Frank. And I hope Stephanie Pike isn't closing the shop because she wants to be an Instagram photographer, because these photos are not so good.
Oh no, I thought they looked great. Stephanie, great job.
I will not double tap. That's all I gotta say.
Wow. Come on. What did she do to deserve this?
Also, I don't know. Sounds like a little bit of a scam. Your business is doing great, but you just want to leave? I don't know. Maybe if we lowball them, Frank, what do you think we could pay for? $1,000? I think we'd buy the business for $1,000.
You know what? I think it may take more than $1,000. Maybe $1,001, Drew. But
Deal or no deal?
You know what? I bet if you like offered them like $20,000 or something, they'd throw you the keys. I don't know what the going rate for soup and salad bar. Well, one, there's two factors. I guess if they have 100 customers a day, you know, say they make like, I don't know, $4 per thing. You know, say even five, that's like $500. Well, how much staff do you have? So I don't know how much like cash flow they're actually making, like, you know, so what you're buying, I would be interested, but also like, I don't know, I guess they lease the buildings. I don't know. I would say probably, you know, $20,000 might be a fair offer, but what do I know?
No deal. No deal.
No.
Well, Frank, that's a great segue into what I think I want to spin this into. Okay, so let's say we don't want to shell out to $20,000. What is a business that the Soup Boys have always dreamt of owning and operating? Oh, Frank, ooh. I'll go first. Frank, the number one business that I think Jimbo would just thrive at is Surrey Bike Rentals. Not only can I brag about owning probably about 40 to 50 Surrey bikes, which if you look that up, if you wanted to buy your own Surrey bike, you need to take out like 7 mortgages because they are very expensive. B, I would be so proficient in bike hardware and maintenance that flat tires and chains coming off, I'm your guy. Because, you know, how many times have you been riding your bike and the chain falls off and you walk it home? Because everyone's done that. Everyone. Alec, he doesn't have a car, so he's definitely done that. And C, just to, you know, get the money. You're by the beach, most likely. There's boardwalks. You know, where you're working, you're going to be having fun. Just like Jeff Parsons. You got to do what you do. Keep doing what you love.
That sounds great. I'd love to be a customer of your Surrey bike business.
We'll get the 2-person one and then the one that fits like 4 and 5. So you have options.
That's a great idea.
Well, thank you, Frank. What about you?
Well, so I had some ideas that were soup related. But I guess if I just to touch on your like your dream thing, I think it would be great to like own like a bookstore like on the beach. Like there's this like nice bookstore. I forget. It's like Dewey Beach, Delaware or something like that. It's just like, you know, just there. You know, you can you can't quite see the like the waves there. But I just think it would be nice to just like own like a bookstore and just like, you know, have the beach out there, nice beach town, good business in the summer, people going around. I mean, you know, I don't know if I'd be like printing money like the Surrey bike thing would be, but you know, I just think that'd be nice, Jimbo.
So would you be willing, Frank, to join forces and we ooh, rent Surrey bike? And maybe while you're waiting for like your Surrey bike to be ready for you, it's a little soup shack. The Soup Shack in Surrey. Surrey, it's a working title. We got to work on that.
Yeah. And you know what? It could be next to, because a lot of, this was my other idea, a lot of games on the boardwalk. It's called Bowling for Soup. So basically the idea, Jimbo, is, well, essentially, while you bowl, if you bowl like, I don't know, a turkey, right? You get a free bowl of turkey soup. And also, the only music that plays is Bowling for Soup, the great 2000s pop punk band. And,
oh God.
And you get like incentives. So if you bowl like a perfect game, you get one free bowl of soup from Bowling for Soup every week of the year. 52 bowls of soup for a perfect game. How about that?
Love it.
It's like Top Golf for bowling, but it's just soup.
Full of ideas we are. Well, that's your soup news with our friends over at Q97.9. Hit music.
Hey now, pull up a stool because it's the Soup Saloon.
Oh, wow. We go right into that, Frank. We are here.
Jimbo, yes, it is time for the Soup Saloon segment, but guess what? It's only Frank here because
that's
Jimbo...
okay. That's okay. I got us here super quick because I am today's designated driver. Only because your boy Jimbo doesn't have a broski, and the Soup Saloon apparently is not podcast friendly for me to get one. But anyway, I don't want to hold my boy Frank back. Frank's got his broski. He's got it. Oh gosh, he's got the bruja. So while Frank enjoys multiple bros, I will gladly and safely bring him back home. Do not worry, Mama Frank. Frank, what are you pouring out? Oh, beer. Frank's currently pouring the beer. It sounds like a Coors Light commercial. Ooh.
Nobody taught me how to pour and podcast what? At the same time.
That's actually, I don't think that sentence has ever been said out loud on a podcast. So you hear it here first.
All right. It might help if I pick up the microphone. So Jimbo, I have a beer that you might have had before. You might not have. It is from the great Canadian brewery of Molson, don't you know? It is a Molson Ice.
Oh my God. I've never had a Molson Ice, I think. Wait, what's the difference between Molson and Molson Ice? Is Molson Ice the same as just Molson?
No, it's like an ice beer. You know how they used to have like Keystone Ice? Exactly, no. What I've tried to look up what the difference is of like ice beers, but they're basically like, I don't know, like gas station beers. Like you don't see a lot of ice beers on tap. It's just like, you know, whatever. I like Ice House is like a one that they come in like the big ounce cans, but you know, the nice lager. I mean, this is about as a lager can be. So all right, I will go in for the sip.
It looks very nice, and I from that description I still don't know the difference between regular Molson and Molson Ice, but we'll maybe get that answer cleared up after Frank takes a second sip. He's got some foam in his stash right now.
You know what, I haven't had a Molson in a couple months. But I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, it tastes like what I remember a Molson tasting like.
A Molson to me is also a great this time of year, mid-February. Like hockey is past the All-Star game. Molson's like the number one beer for hockey in Canada. Like it's the number one sponsor there. So you know, Molson Ice is a great fit for this time.
Yeah, I mean it's. What I've described it as is it's like Canadian Bud Light. Like it's, I mean, it's true. I don't know if they use like the
it might be owned. Is it owned by Anheuser-Busch?
Wait, I don't think so. Molson, brewed and packaged under the supervision of Molson Coors Canada, Toronto.
Coors. So you should have said Coors Light. So basically, is there a Coors Ice out there?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, I don't... Well, it just takes me to a story. My cousin told me that Miller Lite is hoppy. I don't think that's a sentence that anybody has ever said. But I find that, like, Coors is more like... It's less sweet than, like, Budweiser and Bud Light. Like, I found, like, mm-hmm. Budweiser is, like sweeter, I guess. I don't know, you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, drinking like, you know, the wax, you know, those like little wax bottle things at candies that you used to get when you like bite mm-hmm. the time. You're not like drinking like pure sugar here, but yeah, I don't know. But anyways, I'll land the plane here. Jimbo, I enjoyed this beer. You know what, I will give it a 81 out of 100.
Nice. Our friends at Coors Molson, 81. Very, very respectable.
It's a good beer, Jimbo. Good beer.
Well, you can have another one, Frank, because I'm taking us home.
I have 24 safely. Ounces of this puppy.
And for those who don't know, we record very late at night. So Frank is going to... we're past midnight almost for Frank, so there you go.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the thing is usually
you gotta work in the morning.
Well, usually what happens is I will like not to peek behind the curtain, but sometimes I'll drink, depending on how big the beer is, I'll drink some of the beer before we record, so I'm not trying to guzzle down a 24-ounce beer.
That's why our intros are always so, like, drunked up. I'm so drunked up. Got me feeling it. Drunked up.
I don't know that song.
What? Usher. Is it? I think it's Usher. Usher.
I don't. I was born in 2000. I kind of I know who nice. He is. He had a good song with Will I Am, and DJ got us falling. DJ got us falling in love again. You know that one? 2011, I think. 10, 11.
I'm more of a Usher yeah guy.
Yeah. Lil Jon. Oh, Lil Jon. How underrated. All right. I guess it's true. Do we want to go like
very true
tried this week or
let's move on to our next segment.
Which would be
Soups the boys tried this week.
What soups did Frank and Jim try this week? Did they try an oldie soup or something with crema? Or did they try a fancy gym soup? We will find out. We will find out.
I never knew you said fancy gym soup.
Oh, sorry. That, you know what? When I make these songs,
I'm always laughing at that point. Like, I never listened to it, and I never realized you said fancy gym soup.
Well, when I make those songs, it takes me about like 20 minutes because then I'll workshop. Like, I don't plan out the song. I basically just like ad lib it. And then I think of like lines while I'm like going through because I can't be like, all right, I'm going to say this and that. But yeah, I don't know how long ago I made that. I went through like it might have been like the first year we started recording because I got really into Third Eye Blind. So I got really. Anyways, you big
something we won't admit again.
We've
talked about them a while ago, and one of our super fans was very upset with my take, but I was forced to see them in concert years ago, and I don't think I've listened to a song since. Not so good.
Jimbo, would you like to go first, or
to go first. I think you have something special for our super fans after I go. Frank, I had an interesting take on soup for my super review. And like the song says, perhaps it's a fancy gym soup. This may be falling into that category. Frank, I'd like you to do some research for me. This is from a place called The Stand. The Stand, like don't sit, The Stand restaurant. It's like a fast cash, almost like Shake Shack like, Smash Burger like, but I think it's a California only type thing. I could be wrong. But Frank, they had a burger. Oh my gosh, did he say burger? It's a soup podcast. I know, Frank, I know it is. I had a special burger off of their menu called the French Onion Soup Burger. Da, 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 da. Frank, I'm going to read the description of the French Onion Soup Burger from The Stand. It is made with a double Parmesan crusted bun, double Gruyere cheese, red wine onions, crispy onion strings, served on. Hold on. There was bacon on it too. For some reason, the bacon's not listed in the description. And it's served with a cup of French onion au jus for dipping.
Wow.
So this was a very, very, very messy experience. Essentially, you're supposed to dip. It's like a French dip burger, but it's not just au jus. It looks like a French onion soup. But the cheese, like the Gruyere cheese, is on the burger already. So you kind of have to play some like mad scientist with getting all to happen. A lot of food. A lot of food. Filled you up for sure. was hoping for more of a soup feel. Like, if you're going to name it the French onion soup burger, like, I get it. That's what you're going for. But the dipping sauce, I was hoping for more, like, could I just eat this alone as a French onion soup? And the answer is a resounding no. It's it's basically just like sauteed onions in au jus. It really wasn't French onion soup like. But when you combine the two, their mad science project did come together. And the burger, of course, is a very good burger at one of those establishments. So, Frank, I did enjoy it. I wouldn't consider it soup worthy, but as a meal, I will give it a 7.5.
Wow. So I looked it up and it's a special right now. So if you want to try.
Very special. Yes.
Yeah. So it looks like they have locations in like California and Texas, 15 locations. So, the Stand restaurant, it looks like, because when I looked up just the Stand, a couple of things popped up. It's the Stand American Classics Redefined.
It's brand new by me, so I have to try it, and I'll go back. I won't get that burger again, but I'll go back. Frank, are you ready?
I am ready. So, Jimbo, you know, some people have been critical of my soup reviews in the past, and those would probably be warranted because I put in about a quarter of the effort as Jimbo does for his live soup reviews, and Jimbo's yawning in the background. I hope I'm not keeping him up.
I got my popcorn. I'm sitting back. I'm ready for the show. I'm ready for the show, Frank. I even put the squirts of butter in my popcorn. It's like movie theater type right now.
Wow. Well, please tamper your expectations so you don't get disappointed, because Jimbo, I have a soup in front of me now. To be fair, I made this, it is 11:22 in my time. I made this about an hour and 22 minutes ago. So, but if you can believe it, this is still like, you know, warm, kind of. This Tupperware has kept it nice and warm, I guess. So, Jimbo, I reached back into the back of the pantry and I found a nice classic Campbell's cream of celery soup, a nice condensed one. And ladies and gentlemen, because the first time I ever reviewed a condensed soup on the podcast, I didn't realize that I needed to put water in it because it was like the tomato soup and I just didn't think about it.
Oh, I remember that. If we could pull up, I don't know what episode it was, but look and do your homework, super fans. It's worth a re-listen for sure.
Well, Jimbo, the condensed soup, I'm going to play you a nice clip here. Pouring condensed soup out of a can is maybe one of the worst sounds of all time.
Sorry. If you do it, I do it.
It might be like the sound of some like alien in some sci-fi movie. Like, it's not a great sound.
So, it's, you know what's weird? That sound is terrible, but the sound of like a cranberry coming out of the can for Thanksgiving, that's pleasant for some reason.
Yeah. You and Thanksgiving today.
Love it. That's my not my favorite holiday, but today it's my favorite holiday.
I mean, that's more of like a plop. This is like a goo 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 goo. Like, so anyways, nice classic Campbell's cream of celery soup. I don't know if you want to look at the nutritional thing on there. There's probably a bit of sodium on there. So anyways, I will go in for the taste. I hope this is fairly warm. You know what? This is user error, but I think there was like little like congealed bits of like condensed soup in there because it's just cooled down. But it might be the celery.
Ooh, there's a slurp.
You know what, Jimbo? For being just cream of celery soup, like this is good. Like if I was, especially, if I'd come in from like shoveling snow or whatever, and I was just, like a popsicle. If I was the kid in the Campbell's soup commercial, coming from inside, and I'm just like a snowman or whatever, this would be a good soup to like to warm it up. Like I would have no complaints about this. I mean, is it the most complex soup in the world? No. I mean, these like cream of whatever condensed soups are, I mean, mostly produced to be in like a hot dish or a casserole. All like cream of mushroom soup, I think, is like probably most commonly used in like a tater tot casserole. So I'd give this probably a 6.2 out of 10. It's a serviceable
Wow.
soup. It is.
Higher than I thought, Frank.
Have you ever had it before?
It could be a soup at hand, maybe. What if it was like a soup at hand for you?
A soup in hand.
Yeah, like if you like take it to go and like roll down the window, arm out as you're cruising, and the other hand you're like sipping on some soup.
Is that something you do often?
Oh yeah, that's like first day of spring. It's what you do.
Got the convertible out there.
Exactly.
Well, Jimbo, would you like to move on to America's favorite segment?
It is everyone's, not even just America, the world's, because we're Mr. Worldwide, the world's favorite segment. Frank, it's time to spin that dang
When
wheel.
Jimbo and Frank run out of
Yeah.
ideas, they go
We what?
to one thing, and that
What?
is called Wheel of Segments. Ding.
My God, Frank, what did it land on?
Jimbo, it landed on questions from ChatGPT. Wow.
Oh my gosh, we are trending hard right now with the G. Is it GPT? What is it? G Hootie?
It's ChatGPT.
Ah, okay. But by the way, it's not all about. Does Google own that?
Microsoft, I think, maybe
No,
invested.
do they? Because I know that my, team Bing over here, Bing has their own little chat function now. So I thought that was interesting that Bing was right there with it.
Yeah, it's I think Microsoft like invested into like OpenAI, the parent company of like GPT, who like like made in whatever. So Jimbo, basically, we can ask this ChatGPT
Oh.
any questions, and it can like
Ooh.
generate some questions for us. Or
Ooh, I'm very excited for this. How about we I ask one question and you ask one question and then we combine one question with the two of us. You like that?
that sounds perfect.
Okay. My question to ChatGPT is, what is the best soup in America?
Okay, it's typing. As an AI language model, I don't have personal preferences, but I can suggest some popular and beloved soups in America. Clam chowder,
Wow,
chicken
that
noodle
was the number.
soup.
Hold on, clam chowder was number one.
Yes.
We're going with clam chowder, Frank.
Okay, I won't list anything else.
That's it. Thank you, ChatGPT, for being Team Jimbo with Jimbo Soup. Love it.
It did leave a little note at the end. It's important to note that different people have different taste, and what one person considers the best soup may not be the same for someone else.
So politically correct.
I know. It's like a debate answer. I'm gonna ask here. I'll talk as I type. What is your stance on soup in bread bowls? As an AI language model, I don't have personal preferences, but I can provide information and context about soup and bread bowls. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Alright, soup and bread bowls is a popular way of serving soup, especially in restaurants and cafes in the United States. Bread bowls are made by hollowing out a round loaf of bread and filling it with soup, blah blah blah. Some people enjoy the combination of soup and bread, and the bread bowl is a way to enhance the experience. However, others may not prefer. Here we go with the political answers. Ultimately, whether or not to serve soup in a bread bowl is a matter of personal preference and culinary traditions. I mean, what are we doing here?
Interesting. It's a split, polarizing question that will continue for the end of days, Frank.
Ain't that right?
All right, how are we going to combine this one? Okay. Oh my God, I have one. Ready? Okay. Maybe you can add on to it, but we talk about this all the time. How about this, Frank? Maybe you can add on to it. Is chili a soup?
Well, so I think it kind of answered that in the best soups in America thing. It listed chili like number five. This hearty stew-like soup is made with ground beef, chili, beans, and spices. So it technically classifies it as soup, which is wrong.
Wow, you heard it here first, y'all. Listen to the Soup Boys, Soup and Ain't Easy, for all of the hard facts related to soup. Don't be chatting with GPT. Don't be chatting with Bing Boy, GBT. Just listen to your Soup Boys over here. Frank, I think that's a great ending to this episode. What do you think?
I think that's, you know what? I would ask ChatGPT that, but you know what? I'm going to override.
We will never GPT ever again, because
never.
We're smarter. We as humans with 2 feet, we are smarter than the GPT. 2 feet humans.
We are never, ever, ever getting back together with ChatGPT.
Thank you, Taylor.
I thought that was a good wrap up. Jimbo, I do, you know what? This beer, very good. But I don't have anything else. So if you'd like to wrap this up with any thoughts.
Soup Boys on Instagram at Soup and Ain't Easy. Email your boys, soupandaintEasy@gmail.com, and buy some mugs. tchip.com/soupandaintEasy. Frank, close this out. See you next time.
SoupandaintEasy, man. SoupandaintEasy, man. SoupandaintEasy.